My friends, we are following Paul on his first missionary journey with Barnabas. We have just lost John Mark. He turned and ran home to Mama. He'll make good, but thank God, God always gives us a second chance. I do not know about you. I'm working on my 100th-and-something chance. He's been so good to me down through the years and given me chance after chance. All he wants is for you to come back, and he'll let you start over again. And it's wonderful to have a Heavenly Father and a God such as we have today. But now Barnabas and Paul, they face this impenetrable paganism of Galatia. I personally believe that the Galatian field was the hardest mission field that Paul ever went into. I do not think that any other place was as difficult. You only have to read the epistle to the Galatians to discover that, because that's the harshest epistle Paul wrote. And he wrote it to those who had a spiritual bent in the wrong direction, and they were constantly going off. He visited these churches more than any other. Let me give you just this brief background of the Galatian country that Paul is entering right now. The people for whom the province was named, they were Gauls, a Celtic tribe from the same stock which inhabited France. In the 4th century B.C., they invaded the Roman Empire and they sacked Rome. Later, they crossed into Greece and captured Delphi in 280 B.C. And at the invitation of Decomedes, the first king of Bithynia, they crossed over into Asia Minor to help him in a civil war. They were a warlike people and soon established themselves in Asia Minor. In 189 B.C., they were made subjects to the Roman Empire and they became a province. Their boundaries varied, and for many years they retained their own customs and language. They were blonde Orientals. The churches Paul established here on his first missionary journey were included at one time in the territory of Galatia, and this is the name which Paul would normally give to these churches. Now, these Gallic Celts had much of the same temperament and characteristics of the American people today. Most of us came out of that same stock in Europe and the British Isles. And there's a great similarity. Caesar had this to say of them. He said, "The infirmity of the Gauls is that they are fickle in their resolves, fond of change, and not to be trusted." And another writer of that period wrote, "They are frank, impetuous, impressible, eminently intelligent, fond of show, but extremely inconstant, the fruit of excessive vanity." And I want to talk about them quite a bit when we get to the epistle to the Galatians, because Paul wrote to them a very harsh letter, because they deserve that letter. We are a people like that. That's the reason all the cults and isms began in this country. Practically every one of them, its origin is here in this country. We're a fickle people. One day we follow this leader, and the next, the other. And it's amazing when you follow these polls that they have today of candidates or of different individuals to see their popularity. And you know they can make one statement or a slip of the tongue, and the entire population will shift from them to somebody else. I say something's wrong with us today, with all of us. Well, we're very much like these people. That makes this section very interesting. And friends, that's the reason that Martin Luther used the epistle to the Galatians for the Reformation, because it was written to folk just like we are. And that's the reason the epistle to the Galatians is going to mean a great deal to us when we get to it.